okhulumayo ngu-Adolf Shaba. Mina ngokwami ngithi njengoba kuyiwa le befuna ukutshengisela nje emgwaqweni, ukuvuma kwekhothi ukuthi betshengisele kuvele khona kuyasolisa. Akukhona ababakuthembileyo usho ukuthi bayazi ukuthi angeke kuze kusebenze.
Linjani balaleli, ngingafuni ukuzitho igama lami kamanje ngibuya esigabeni sensezi, kodwa kwamanje ngisebenzela e-South Africa ngomunye wathatha amaphemithi lawo e-SADC a-expire ngo-2021. Expire njalo la ma-passport a-expire. Akade ngifuna ukukutho lapha ukuthi why i-government lwama-passport ethu abe-expire evele la ma-pages bezame elinye iqhinga lokuthi be-extende, singawalahli ama-passport lawa njengoba amaphepha kungatholakali iphepha. Wona la esilawo ama-passport a-extende kufakelwe eminye iminyaka phezu kwama-passport esilayo, bezame elinye iqhinga abangalenzi kulokuthi sihlupheke futhi kube kulokho kuthiwa kulindwe iphepha iphepha, ngoba abanye uyathola ukuthi kwakhona kudindwe kayi-one bekathiwa abanye abahambahambe ekhaya, lokho kulamapheji amaningi, lokho kuthathwa kulahle kuthiwa uyarenewa. Basibhadalise nje imali yona leyo abafuna usibhadalisa yona, yonke imali efunekayo, kodwa ba-edeli lokhu zena iminyaka futhi khonapho kona la amadala. Ngiyabonga.
Hello emsakazweni we-Studio 7, siyabonga indaba elisetshela zona every time. Mara into ekhona vele esalayo lana ukuthi nje iZANU-PF sikhathele ngayo. Right now sifuna ukuthi sikhululeke, sitshengisele, sibonise umhlaba wonke okokuthi asiphili kahle lapha elizweni. But now ngathi bayasivimba nje, abafuni senze nje into esizifisayo lathi njengabantu elizweni lakithi esikhululeke kilo. So kutho ukuthi phela ukukhululeka kwakhona akukho. Ekusalayo nje besicela ukuthi ma bengabe belalele ma sikhuluma kanje ukuthi abantu beZANU-PF beyekele kusincindezela. Sifisa lathi ukuthi sibe njengabo, sihamba izimoto ezidurayo, badlenga into emnandi, basebenzisa i-US dollar. Thina bayasivimba ukuthi sibisebenzelele i-US dollar. So angeke sithi nguhulumende okhululekileyo abantu. Asihlukumeza lo hulumende, sikhathele ngayo, please. Sicela bangathi bayashedile eceleni nje lathi sikhona ukuphila kahle. Ngiyabonga undlela okhulumayo esibhezini.
Igama lami mina nguSibusiso. Abantu bakithi eZimbabwe sesihlupheke kakhulu. Into bengingayicela nje mhlawumbe kubo bonke abantu, akubizwe istrike esingezukuphela. Leso strike singabizwa kuthiwa ngesebandla elithile. Akube yistrike nje sikazwelonke esobe si-organizwe yibobo zonke inhlangano ngokuhlupheka kwethu. Leso strike kungathiwa yistrike esiyophela. Akube yistrike forever until size sikhiphele ZANU-PF esihlalweni. Ngoba abantu siyahlupheka indlela eyisimangaliso. Emazweni siyaninwa, ekhaya kudla abantu abayimbijana, yibo abadla umnotho wezwe lonke. Ungakuthi singathi mhlawumbe 90% zabantu ziyahlupheka, only 10% yibo abaphila kahle. Ekubeni ngabe izwe mhlawumbe kuthiwa kuhlupheka abantu abambalwa, iningi labantu liyathola ukuphila. Akunamithi ezibhedlela, akunamanzi ahlazekile, kuhamba ugesi kwezwani. Ngizwe indaba le ethiwa umuntu uma enesola kuzafanele ayithelele. Yinto ebuhlungu kakhulu, ngoba isola yinto esebenzisa amandla elanga. Njalo usuke uzithengele wena ngemali yakho, kanti uhulumeni yena ungena kuphi entweni ezinjengalezo? Abantu bakithi ake kuhlangane, sekele ukukhombana ngeminwe, sekele ukubukana ngokomhlanga ngokwenza. Akube nestrike esizoholela ukuthi uhulumeni weZANU-PF aze aphume, kungabi yinto yosuku olulodwa. Akuthiwe nje until further notice.